Blog Talk Radio.
I recall when we first met a long time ago. How could I forget the way I felt when I first set eyes on you? I remember saying to my friends, there is my future wife, and then I took the step to meet someone who would change my life. It had to be my day.
Check this show out, and you can go to your www.blog.com
/TheSmithWayProduction. If you have time, you feel like you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at LorenzaDSmith15 or at Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15. Just check us out. Give us a holler. Now, let me share all the mechanisms that we are using tonight to get the menu out to you. Or if you say all the gadgets, all the vehicles we are using tonight. Besides Blog Talk Radio, we have Instagram. Check us out on Instagram. That's Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15. Check us out. I'm thinking right now, one person I see and others are joining in. I'm looking at Shay_Boogie. That's Shani. How you doing, Shani? So much. I'm glad. I know you're working and grinding, but appreciate you taking time to check us out on Instagram. Then I'm dealing with True Love, the E. Everything, expectations, excitement, that's what this relationship is going to be all about. And we're moving in the same direction. So, you know, we have to keep that in mind that we're going to make sure when we're looking for that mate, we're looking for that partner, that we can use those acronyms or whatever you want to put for love and what you see true love is. But we're going to share our thoughts on it still exists. I don't ask you that question because I want you to think about it. Just remember, when I'm in a relationship and you're in a relationship, you got to be able to listen to your partner. When you say the L is listening, and true love, you cannot do that. You will have a major challenge trying to, you know, your fault is his fault, blaming everybody else. The blame game do not work when you're looking for true love. Value. You know, it has to be equal. In a relationship, it's valuable to me, and it should be valuable to you. So we're talking about it being equal. I said about 50-50. I'm talking about 100-100. You want to get one. Just keep it in 100 times, and that's what it's all about. And then we take time to look at the E in another form instead of excitement or everything, encouragement. I have to be encouraging you at all times. If I'm not willing to do that, this is not going to be the relationship. This is not where I'm going to find true love, because I'm not willing to commit myself to a relationship that I expect to you. I love you because I have self-love for myself, and I love you through myself. It's an internal thing. That's what, because it is built in you. Just that encounter going to bring. That's your social stage. You just like, okay, what's going on in school? I'm checking it out. I want to know more. So I go to the acquaintance stage, which we call communication. You got to be in that stage. You got to be able to communicate. And that's the stage of friendship. That's communication. When you're looking at that, being able to go back and forth through those first two stages, then you get to the friendship, you know there's something going on. It becomes a state of mind. I need to talk with this person. This person makes me happy. This person showed me I mean everything to them. And that's where I move. Then I move to the romantic stage. When I move forward to that point, I have there's some confirmation in my mind that I want to be with you. So it's important that it's a state of mind when you're dealing with an individual, when you say true love, it's a state of mind. Your relationship, a wow. I don't know if you heard that before. It's exciting. It got things. You go back to what I said about came back, so it's all good now. See, so I'm going to make this thing do what it needs to. That's why I keep a second device or a third device so I can make sure I can stick with making sure I don't lose you. I can really enjoy you. So it's got to be wow. It has to be exciting. That's what true love is all about. It's exciting. See, that's how we relate to when we're talking about acting. It's exciting, like I said earlier. Love is your heart and your soul. We're talking about true love. This is the definition I'm here. I want you to check it out, but I want you to give us a call. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Tell me what true love means to you, because that's what we're talking about. It makes you, you know, in your heart and soul, you get warm. You get fuzzy. You get that feeling of excitement. You just boiling happiness and joy and peace. I was sharing this with someone recently, a friend of mine. I was talking about, they said, what is love to you? What is true love to you? You know what I'm saying? When I'm around that person that makes me feel excited about being around him, that makes me happy. that person would have joy. It ain't that creating happiness and joy in my life, because I'm going to allow myself to be vulnerable enough to be happy, to be full of joy, have life. That way I can truly, truly love that person that I say that I want to love. The thing about a gift I'm willing to give, I love you, and that's a gift. And that gift no one can take away from me, because it's coming from that warm, fuzzy feeling where you're looking at it and say, this is what true love means to me. You also want to have somebody that you're sharing that warm feeling and that fuzzy part about you, that they're able to return that to you. That what makes true love truly, truly gives it a confirmation. Oh, some people say affirmation. It gives you a chance to have it to return back to you. And you can't be afraid of it. That's why you had to drop and get rid of all those walls that you may have. You have to remove those walls from there so you can experience things. Vulnerability is so important. You're not going to find true love. You're not going to experience true love till you're willing to be vulnerable. You notice I said about your heart. It fills your heart and soul with warm and fuzzy feelings. That's an internal thing. If you're not willing to be vulnerable enough to allow that person that you feel will be that right person for you, then you won't be able to have vulnerability, because you still have some things set up. I just can't do it. My relationship I had before was really bad, so I don't want to get into another relationship like that. After I get out of this one, I just got out of a year or 2 years, I don't want to be in another one right now, because that person took my heart. It's nothing, it's vulnerability. That's what you only can find true love when you allow yourself to love. When you love yourself, you can love somebody else. Just keep that in mind. You know, when they return that love, they're going to show you that happiness. You're going to have moments of happiness in your life. You're going to feel this. And it's going to be a state of mind. It's not a feeling. It's a state of mind. That's what true love is. And I want you to think about that and give us a call on and share your thoughts with it. You know, the board is lighting up in a fast fashion. I appreciate those persons. But you'll have to press 1. But the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I identify you the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and ask you to give your name and location if you choose to. Then I definitely ask you to make sure you share your comments, your questions, and we'll be able to have a discussion as well as your expertise. And that's what it's all about. We're talking about true love, so keep that in mind. Now, something we want to always identify when we're talking about true love. I'm going to give you some things that I want you to think about when you're saying true love. True love means, tell me what you think about that. True love is all about sacrifice. You can't be in a relationship of being a committed relationship with somebody and not willing to sacrifice. It's not, I buy you this time, you buy me the next time. Sometimes you may have to sacrifice and put more into it, because you're going to definitely, the more you put in it, sometimes, and most of the time, I'm going to just say you get a lot out of it. You know, it's not necessarily I put more and I'm going to get less out of it. If that person not is willing, when you put in and put less, it might not be financial. It might be financial. If it's coming from the internal part of that person, then they're going to give you more. That's what it's all about. Hard work. I just want to give you some things about true love. Hard work. Are you willing to work hard? Are you willing to be committed to it? Or am I just doing it for the purpose? I want to be a part of something. You know, anything you do, I always talk about not only just not relationship, but just in life. On my job, I work hard. I want to be able to work hard. And I want to show that, because in that, I'm in kind of relationship. And when I work hard, I'm satisfied. Satisfied or sacrifice. Commitment. That's a big thing. If you're not willing to be committed to that relationship, if you're not committed to true love. And I always say, it's something about that connection when you meet somebody that'll tell you when you first meet them, even though we have to go through the tears of a relationship, we feel that, okay, this might could be where, you know what, the person that God, I prayed about it, you send that person, him or her, by through for that desire that you have. And he said, this is what you desire. God gives you desire. Now, am I ready to be committed to it? These are nothing but when we're talking about healthy traits of a relationship. First, sacrifice. If you're not willing to sacrifice, you know, you're not going to be successful in finding true love. You're not willing to work hard, or hard work, if you want to call it that, you're not going to be successful. Commitment. Come on, it goes back to the healthy trait. Commitment. You got to be committed. You're talking about self-love, and you're talking about commitment. Then it talks about trust. That's another one of the healthy traits for a successful relationship and you finding true love. Trust. If it for people, it's not all about you trusting me. It's all about me trusting me. I want you to say that. You got to trust yourself. Trust yourself to go somewhere and be comfortable enough to remember that you're still in a relationship. Then you know what? You probably don't need to go there. And if you do, you need to let that person know, I just can't trust myself to go out to be by myself. And that's not really true love right there. But if you build that trust, it is all about self-trust. It's all about self-trust. It's all about self-trust. All about commitment from yourself. You got to make sure you're willing to do that. And respect. True love is about respect. Anytime you're in a relationship and an individual disrespects you, whether it's for the first time or for the 100th time, you need to make your move and get out of there because respect is so important. It is very important. It's part of the building blocks for true love. Sacrifice. Hard work. Commitment. Trust, honesty, willingness, communication. I'm giving you a list of things. You're going to know true love as you see some of these, see these things occur. All of them don't have to happen all at one time, but over time, you have to have some standard set that I'm willing to sacrifice because I'm ready to be vulnerable. If you want to have true love, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to just strip off all this stuff you had. Get it off you and allow yourself to be vulnerable. Yes, in some cases, however you want to put it, some people are so selfish that they don't mind hurting people. Yes, that does occur, but not everybody's not that way. Once you understand what true love, they don't understand true love because they're willing to hurt you. Open up and be vulnerable with them. They're not willing to be committed. They're not willing to go sacrifice. Not willing for hard work. Not willing for trust. They're not willing for respect. They're not willing to have commitment. They're not willing for connection. They're not willing for a willingness, devotion, dedication. All of these things I can tune out that you can say they are part of a building block of true love. All of the things I just shared with you. And again, I want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will make sure you're alive to share your thoughts and your ideas. And if you choose to share your name, your location, that's all right with me. We want to kind of make sure we open up all the lines. When you're ready, don't just give us out. Even on Facebook, if you want to type in a comment, it's good. Please do that. We want you to share a comment about true love. What do you think true love? What do you think are the building blocks for true love? I just gave you 7. I gave you 7 or 8. Yes, you said, I may not see all 8 of them at one time, but if you see someone that's ready to sacrifice, someone who's willing to work hard, someone who's willing to be trustworthy, someone who's willing to show you respect, someone who's ready to be committed. Someone who's ready to be devoted, dedicated. You can find true love. And the question is, what is true love? And I share something. It's a state of mind now. You're going to recognize when those persons are not willing to do that. And I always have this saying I share on all of my shows is when you run across, especially dealing with relationships, you run across somebody that showed themselves and they still showed themselves worthy of those things right there, run as fast as you can. You got to get out. Don't stay there. Don't stay there. Don't think you can change people. You know, one of the things I always said, don't get caught up in that situation where you think you can change somebody. People only can be changed if they choose to change. You can't change people. And best person, best, you give them everything they want. But if they're not willing to change and meet those building blocks that I'm sharing with you, you need to run as fast as you can to get away from them. God has someone out there for you, but that person's not that one. I was talking with someone that, maybe yesterday, and they were sharing some thoughts about finding a good man or a good woman. And I was listening to them, and I was like, okay. I said, wouldn't it be better if you find the right man or the right woman? Not just a good man, because if he's the right man or the right woman, he's going to do all these things that the building blocks require you to do. Just keep that in mind. That's what it's all about, finding the right man and finding the right woman. That's what true love is all about. But you got to be able to recognize the right man and the right woman. I would like to give you, for you to give me some characteristics of a good man and a good woman. Just give me some characteristics. I don't have any to offer. They don't pertain to true love. The building block to true love, because the right man gonna sacrifice, or the right woman gonna sacrifice. The right woman gonna really work hard at it. The right man gonna be willing to work hard. The right woman or man gonna be committed, because they know and understand what is commitment. And I think one of the biggest problems in our relations society now is people don't understand commitment. They don't. Everybody have their definition for commitment. It ain't no 4 or 5 definition. To you, I'm committed only to you. I can't be committed to you and also stepping out, hollering at Bertha, Martha, whoever is as a woman, Frank, John, Payne, and all of them. You can't be. You can't be. Trying to entertain. That's commitment. Now you have your thought process on it, but as a building block for true love, you have to be understanding what it takes to do and get true love and recognize true love. Each one of these building blocks I mentioned, the reason that people are not successful because they don't understand it. They don't know the definition of it. Sacrifice. People don't know the definition. Definition of sacrifice means different for me and for you. There's not really one definition. And I don't care what Webster may say. From your heart, what is sacrifice? Some people say, I give the shirt off my back. Okay? That's a sacrifice. I give you every dime I have in the bank. That's a sacrifice. Because that means so much to you. Keeping yourself clothed and having that shirt on your back means something, means the world to you. That's a sacrifice. And that's what we have to understand. They don't understand hard work. And all of a sudden you say, I'm hard, I'm going to be a person of hard. It's a foundation that's already set in you. Hard work is already set. I think some of you start today. It's a practice. Hard work is a practice. You become a practitioner by practicing what you're supposed to do. And you've been doing it a while. It don't start today. You've been working your foundation, put you in a situation, or you've seen hard work going on. You have felt how hard work is. And you can be successful in these days and time. You can challenge me. I want you to. 347-857-4192. Press 1 and you can come live and you can share your thoughts. Oh, does true love still exist? Let's take this opportunity to look at some signs and characteristics of love. And I'm going to run down these characteristics. If one just touched your soul and your heart, I want you to be able to respond. If you're on Facebook, on Instagram, type in something, let me know. I'm getting, hi, Dr. Smith. Thank you, Shay, for doing that. I've seen several others say good afternoon. Type in something in regards to the signs of the characteristics of true love, signs and characteristics of true love. First of all, you don't have secrets in that relationship. That's where that state of mind is all about, true love. You don't have secrets. You don't play games, is number two. You don't play games. You don't have time to play games. You don't have time to keep score. I did a show on a relationship last year, somewhere in the summer. It was talking about, in a relationship, people play games and they keep score. I want up you. You want to up me? What are you talking about? That's not a relationship. It's darn sure not true love. You don't have time to play games. This requires hard work, 110%, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, and 24 hours a day, and an hour you have to. It requires hard work. You don't have time to play no games. Well, player, I'm gonna practice on it, and that's hard work for me to practice. Some people have a natural ability, but I'm gonna practice on it. So if I want to really experience true love, I have to practice on the blocks, the building blocks that allow me to go there. Sacrifice, trust, respect. I always say, if someone disrespects you one time, they're gonna disrespect you again. If you stay around long enough to hear what they have to say, it's so important. The next thing is that respect. You respect each other at all times. Not sometimes, all times. You respect each other. These characteristics or traits, if you want to say, are signs of true love. You are authentic in regards to how you care about a person. I care about you. I'll be authentic about how I care about you. Whether it's your spouse, whether it's your significant other, or whether it's your partner. Relationship that's on the job. You build a relationship where you care about those individuals. And you got to be authentic. Can't play around with things. Care ain't nothing to be played around with. You have to make straight these people, and if you care about them, you're going to show it. You look beyond their faults. Look beyond their faults. If I got a fault, don't spend time. Hey, man, You're a little too sensitive, man. You know, you know that's something I have. Show the way I care about what's going on, and I take it personal. Don't use it as that's a fault for me, because it's not a fault. Don't keep bringing up the negative things that are going on in our life, or the things I'm not doing. You know, I sit down and take time and listen to these various shows like Divorce Court. I look at all the other shows, and the first thing they'll bring up some about a person's fault. They say, always talking down and blaming me, but I cannot do. Why aren't you lifting that person up? Lifting them up. That mate, that significant other, that partner, that spouse, you lifting them up now. And you can't lift them up when you're trying to tear them down. If you're not recognizing that, you don't understand the characteristics of true love. This one is so important because too many people take this for granted. You show kindness. In a relationship, you show kindness. In true love, you show kindness. Think about it. Calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I make it live, and you can chat with me, talk with me, give me your name, location, and then you can offer your comments. Show kindness. That's not weakness. Make sure that too many people believe because you're kind, you got a good heart, you don't mind sharing yourself with people, you're weak. That is not weak. That's a sign of true love for somebody or the capability or one of the building blocks or something that's being recognized that you can show true love. You can have true love for somebody because what? You're able to master one of the things which is required, which is kindness. The next thing is you work hard toward improving the relationship. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You have to work in the relationship. Back to up there when we was talking about them building blocks, working hard. You have to work extremely hard toward improving the relationship. If you're in a relationship and you're not ever moving forward in that relationship, you're not growing in that relationship, because when you get in a relationship with someone, you want to grow and meet the goals that you have for the future. It has to be shared. That's another thing. But if you're not growing and you've been around a person a long period of time, it is time to step away. It's time to remove yourself from that relationship because you know what? It's not improving. It's not improving. Improvement refers to growth. Spreading out, proving on me, keep pushing somebody down, keeping them down. That's not improvement. So you had to keep that. The last one that a lot of us have a challenge with. You stay when the going get tough. My. That's true love right there. You stay when the going get tough. You know how things get tough. It ain't going away. Financially, it's not going the way he wants to go. You're not able to communicate with one another. If you can't do the things that you think gonna make each other happy anymore, and it gets really, really tough. If it's true love, you're gonna hang there. You're gonna fight. You're gonna work at it. You're gonna, excuse me, make it better. You're gonna improve that relationship. It's tough, but I'm going to grind it out. My hashtag is myself. I've been in relationship, been married before, actually twice. End up with divorces. I don't know whether I was at that point during that time was willing and mentally, the state of mind was I wanted to be tough to stick it out. So I did. I chose to move the direction where I am today. So I can stand before you or sit before you and share these thoughts because I've been there. If my state of mind was right, I could have stayed there and went through the tough time. But my state of mind wasn't right at the time. Sometimes it takes maturity. It takes growth. And that's where we're lacking. And I was sharing this with an energy professional. I was talking with them about people being immature. And immature don't say you are in your 20s. Immature don't say you're in your... Immature sometimes apply to people in their 60s, in their 50s, in their 40s. Because if you have never experienced that, when it comes before you, you may not know how to handle it. So you are immature toward what's going on with that situation. And you have to keep that in mind. We always going to grow. We have to each other. Just keep that in mind. All of the things we're talking about, looking to improve the relationship. We're going to do the thing that we're going to keep it 100. We're going to work 110%. We're willing to go hard work 365 days. We have to be able to do that and get this state of mind, because that's what true love is all about. It's not a feeling. It's a state of mind. Take that state of mind and use that state of mind. I got a call on here with the number of 4917, and You are live now, caller. That's 4917. You have a question? Share your thoughts.
Hey, Doc.
Hello. How you doing, Ministress? How you doing?
I'm well. I typed in my comment because I really didn't want to get on and say this, but you didn't say it, so you know, being an alpha female, I had to come on the show and say it. But in my opinion, because I heard you talking about lifting men up, and you're exactly right. We do need to lift them up. But also, can a man take constructive criticism for an alpha female? And I say that in regards to I'm an alpha female, but a lot of men cannot take constructive criticism. I'm not trying to beat you down, but I mean, can you accept constructive criticism and not take that as if I was bringing you down or belittling you? I'm not trying to attack your manhood, but I'm saying that to say, yeah, true love still exists. I agree. It exists. But within true love, there is some foundation, some friendship. There has to be some communication. I mean, it has to be that you understand where I'm coming from. That's all. Did you hear me? Hello? Oh, well. Okay, I guess I gotta call him back.
It's about finding a new experience with someone you never thought you'd meet. Who totally turns your life around completely, helping you get a job and keeping you off the street. Church on Sunday morning. Eventually, I'm saving money, setting my life in a new